It's been nearly 4 months since the first resort casino in Massachusetts opened in Springfield, and industry regulators Thursday heard a progress report. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission heard nothing but positive assessments from MGM Springfield officials, who presented a quarterly report that covered the first 6 weeks of operations at the $960 million casino, hotel, and entertainment complex.
Very pleased with the opening, and we're in the early days. Certainly continue to tweak the model and understand what the customer wants.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said the number of visitors, 1 million during the first 6 weeks, is in line with annual projections. Hiring is meeting most goals for diversity and local workforce development. He also said there was strong anecdotal evidence the downtown casino is having a desired economic spin-off effect, with nearby restaurants and downtown hotels reporting an upswing in business, some by as much as 20%.
What we all hoped would happen has happened, which is, rising tide has lifted all boats.
Another telling economic statistic, according to MGM officials, is Uber use. There's been an average of 2,000 trips a week to and from the casino by people using the ride-sharing service. The casino, which was sold to Massachusetts voters as a jobs generator, now employs just over 2,800 people, with about 80% employed full-time, according to Mathis. MGM, which is still hiring, committed to create 3,000 jobs. According to the report to the gaming regulators, MGM has exceeded by 3 percentage points its 35% hiring target for residents of Springfield. Likewise, diversity employment goals for minorities and military veterans have been exceeded, but Mathis said the target of a 50% female workforce has come up short, with women currently filling 46% of the jobs.
As folks drop out of maybe traditionally male roles, we're going to continue to work hard to get to that number, but certainly very close.
Commissioner Bruce Stebbins praised MGM's local workforce development efforts.
We're happy that the work is going to keep going and the relationships with local workforce development stakeholders and statewide stakeholders is going to continue to take place, so we can help you with those numbers at the same time. Make sure Western Mass residents don't forget that there's still an opportunity to pursue a career with you guys.
Speaking with reporters later, Mathis dismissed any concerns about the decline in gross gaming revenue since the casino opened. MGM took in $27 million from gamblers in September. That fell to $22 million in October and to $21 million in November.
We're pleased with where we're at. We'll ramp it up over the new year, and we're excited about 2019.
Although construction of the resort casino has been completed, MGM still must build at least 54 market-rate apartments in downtown Springfield under the terms of its host community agreement with the city. A March deadline looms for MGM to decide if it will invest in a project to redevelop into apartments a long-vacant former hotel building at 31 Elm Street.
We're hopeful that 31 Elm might come to fruition.
MGM's Mathis said the company has been in talks with city officials about a backup plan if the 31 Elm Street deal falls through. He declined to elaborate on the alternative plan. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.